Hi, I'm Russ, calling from Prescott, Arizona.
Hi, Russ.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Well, I've got the this situation is going on with my 2-year-old granddaughter.
What's happening?
Well, about a month ago, her and her mom, which is my stepdaughter, went to visit her other grandparents, my stepdaughter's other in-laws. And they were standing in the house, and my granddaughter says, "Mom, make those mean men go away." And she said, "What?"
Yeah, what mean men?
Yeah, and her daughter was looking at something. She was staring intently at something. But my stepdaughter couldn't see anything. So she freaked out, picked her up, and said, "Mean men, go away." And she went running off in a different room. And recently, she has a friend called Yumi, as in you and me. And that's the way I think it sounds anyway. And so I asked her, "What does Yumi look like?" And she says she's big, she's green, and she has wings. And they were at our house the other day, and she says, "Yumi, get out of the flowers." I mean, of course, she doesn't say it quite that clear, but, you know, you get what she's saying.
Yeah.
And me and my wife and I looked at each other, and it's like, what? Now, see, this is the first time we had heard about Yumi. Then her mom filled us in that Yumi is, sometimes she'll be looking in the sky and say, "Yumi, get out of the clouds."
So she could see this flying around.
Correct. And I asked her the other day, you know, what does she look like? And she told me, I said, "Is she pretty?" And then I was going to ask if she was pretty or scary.
Well, green with wings,
It sounds scary.
It sounds scary.
And first she said pretty, but I didn't finish my question to her. So I said, "Well, wait." I said, "Is she pretty or scary?" And then she said scary. So then I repeated it 3 more times, and she said scary every time.
Now, does she seem to be afraid of it, though? It doesn't sound like she is.
No, I don't think she is. I did tell her, though, if you get scared of her, tell her go away. And then she just looked and said, you may go away.
Let's assume for a moment that it is not a little child's vivid imagination.
Oh, right.
What then might it be?
I don't know.
Another dimension? I mean, I'm convinced children have an ability to see into other worlds.
Mm-hmm.
I know they do.
Yeah, I think so, too. I've seen it on television shows where ghost hunters go in and, you know, they corroborate stories like this.
I got a 6-year-old grandchild. She sees a little girl or creature called Shibuzi. And, you know, she's all over the place. And, I mean, my daughter says, "Dad, what are we going to do about this?" And I said, "Well, you know, don't discourage her." And it got to the point once where my daughter was ready to sit down at dinner with everybody, and a little kid said, "You're sitting on Shibuzi." And, but they have an ability. I mean, it's either a vivid imagination, that's that possibility, or there's really something going on.
Yeah, and because she said she's scary more times than pretty, I'm going with the majority.
Can she draw?
I don't. You know, I thought about that. They just went up to live in Wyoming. They just left yesterday.
Ah, I'd love to see her try to draw a picture of this.
I know. I thought about that too. Like, shoot! I should have had her.
Next time you talk to her, just tell her to do it, and have her mother send it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, and because she said scary, you know, now that's kind of got me concerned.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's scary to one may be not to another.
True.
Okay, hey, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. You know, the Hunchback of Notre Dame was supposed to be a nice person, but to some might be scary, you know, when you looked at him. Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hello there.
Hello, George. This is Casey from Tucson, Arizona.
Hi, Casey.
I have a story to tell you.
Okay.
That happened to me about a year and a half ago when I was dating this woman. About 2 weeks of us dating, I spent the night at her house for the first time. And at about 3 or 4 in the morning, she gets up to go to the bathroom. and I kind of wake up when she gets up. And then all of a sudden, when she leaves the room, and I'm sleeping on my stomach, I feel this intense pressure on my back, and I am paralyzed, and I am scared. And this voice in my ear of a very old, nasty woman says to me, "You will never get her. You will never be able to love her." And I was shocked. And I believe I heard this on your show before.
This is the old hag.
The old hag. And when I first heard the term old hag on Coast to Coast, this was a few months ago, I immediately recounted that fear I had, and I didn't know there was a name for these.
This is a very wretched old hag who is, I think, kind of evil. Primarily, it's occurred with people with sleep paralysis, where they can't move.
That's exactly what happened to me.
Okay, and they kind of see this, and she's looking down right on you?
She was looking, like, without me seeing her, because, like I said, I was
you sense
her. Stomach.
Yeah.
I can visualize her face as she's speaking to me, and it is ugly.
Let me ask you something. When you were a child, did you get sick a lot?
Bad stomach, yes.
See, it's possible that she has been visiting you for a long time.
Right.
I've been told that people who have this old hag syndrome have been sick as children, and you know people are blaming this old hag on it. That's interesting that it would happen to you too.
Yeah, that is really interesting. And suffice to say, I spent the night at her house reluctantly one more time after that. She had, like, burned some sage in the house, I guess.
Right.
And I spent the night one more time with one eye open the whole night. And I never spent the night there again, and I ended up breaking up with this.
See? Thing. The old hag was right, wasn't she?
She and the old hag ended up being right.
You got it. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.